Today's message is going to be kind of two parts. One is going to be with the ministry's appeal, because this is kind of the beginning of that, and then we'll try to talk about divine mercy as well. So first, I just want to say thank you to all of those who continue to support the parishes and the mission that we're doing, our diocese, those who have helped with that. For all those who have helped make our financial goals happen, I appreciate all that you've done to do that, the sacrifices you've made to do that. I know there's a lot of things to give money to, and that there's always a need for that. So I appreciate those who have helped us with that. So like I said at the beginning of Mass, there should be either a letter in the mail coming for you, or you've maybe received it already, and that is from the Pastoral Center, the diocesan office. So think of it as a relationship. The Diocese of Duluth is all of us. All of us are part of the Diocese of Duluth, and so there's an invitation from the bishop and his staff there to work with them, along with them. So in the past, however long it's been, 30 years or something, the way that that's worked is we really collect the funds here in the parish, and then we send it up to the diocese, and they kind of keep us informed on the goal. But what they're trying to do now is get a connection to you, the parishioners, so that you each individually have a relationship with the broader diocese, that your giving goes directly to the pastoral center, and that they're able to thank you and appreciate you from their perspective. Because I think it's right that sometimes we, the pastors who are in charge of sharing this message, we basically focus on, let's get our goal, and that's about all we ever say is, we made our goal, thank you very much. And they want to extend it to a relationship whereby they can grow that appeal and continue to develop the mission of the diocese. So there's kind of three buckets that the bishop has talked about that he really wants to fund with this appeal, and that is education and family, evangelization and outreach, and vocation and clergy support. So the brochure that's in the bulletin has more information about what those are, but so there's a real effort for us. These are things collectively that we all need as a diocese, and so how can we fund that? And that's what that appeal will go to support. So building a relationship with the Pastoral Center is a way in which they can be in connection with you and helping you to know what's going on and how that looks and so forth. So hopefully as the years go on, it'll become more and more comfortable. But in the beginning here, it's going to be kind of a new thing. And so it might seem a little strange, like, do I trust the diocese up there to handle my funds and so forth? Well, in some sense, we've already been doing it. It's just a different way. And so we'll be, if you're an online giver, you'll just have to go on there and make a new account with the diocesan portal. And you'll, kind of like you do if you give to the parish, it'll be the same sort of thing. You'll go on there and decide what you want to do. And whether it's monthly or weekly or yearly, you can do all of that through that. Or you can send by mail. You can mail your stuff to them as well. Now, if you end up saying, I don't want to do any of that, and I just want to give to the parish, we will accept it, but what we're going to be doing is taking that then and sending it up to them with all the contact information. So we're trying to simulate what it would be like. Even if you give it to us, we're going to try to share that information with them so they can be the ones thanking you and building that relationship with you. So if you have time to think about that, maybe you've noticed we don't have the little envelopes for United Catholic Appeal. You used to have once a month there'd be an envelope for that. So you won't be having those. So you'll have to think about how you want to support the diocesan work that we all need to be involved with. A couple other things, just practically. So we will still have a goal as a parish to attain. Now, if we go over that goal, you might say, well, because nobody ever gives more than they have to if it's a tax, right? And in the past, it's been a tax. But now it's an appeal. So if we go over our goal, we'll actually get money back to the parish. So anything that we go over, we'll get half of it back to the parish directly. So when you're signing up, if you do it online or if you give by mail, you want to put in there Our Lady Fatima or St. Joseph so that they know where to credit it. So that it helps us get our goal, so that when we reach our goal, then we get some back. So that's kind of something to think about. There's something called the Crozier Society that is also part of this, which is anyone who gives over $500 to the diocesan appeal will get this invitation to be a part of that, and that basically just means they'll have a special mass, they'll have special events, and kind of special relationship developing with those people. And part of the reason they would do that is if you have a good core of people that give that amount or more than that amount each year, you can kind of say, okay, we know we're going to probably get this amount, and then we're going to try to really push to get the whatever else amount we need. So that's another relationship that the bishop is really trying to develop. So that's a new thing as well. The ministry's appeal has started, right? It's begun. You can go on the portal. You can give that way. You can give through that envelope that you'll be getting. And then we'll actually have some envelopes that we will have available if you're wanting to send it up that way. We will have some extra available envelopes as well. So I'd encourage you to look at the bulletin, to come to this meeting after Mass if you're like, I don't understand why we're doing this or what this is about, and I can try to speak to that. But that's just a little bit about what the ministry's appeal is. So I'd say, is there any questions? But this isn't the right context for that. So after Mass, we'll do that if you like. Okay, so now let's switch gears and go to Divine Mercy. What is Divine Mercy? It's a special feast that we celebrate every year on the second Sunday of Easter. And, you know, it's really, we're asking Jesus to help us with receiving mercy and to share his mercy. If you think about how Jesus approached the apostles, right, today's gospel, his first words are, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And if you read the gospel accounts, it's an interesting way to start. Like, he doesn't come down and say, where were you guys? What did you do to me? Why did you abandon me? Why didn't you, I didn't see you at the cross, except for John. What was going on? How come you fell apart here? I spent 3 years developing you guys and you flubbed it up. He didn't say that. He says, peace be with you. So he gives us an example of what it is to be merciful. And then he says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins are retained are retained. So what does that look like for us? I don't know. It's everybody's story is a little different, but I watched a movie a while back about a World War I situation. So in the movie, there's this family you're kind of introduced to. They're German, and this is just after the war is concluded. And the daughter was engaged to a fellow who was killed in the war. And she comes into contact with this Frenchman. His name is Franz. And it comes out that he knew her fiancé. Now, he kind of lies a little bit. So he says, I knew him before the war. But what really happened is he met this guy after he killed him. He found a letter in his pocket in the trench, and he read the letter and was so convicted by this. You know, when he was a soldier, it was just, these guys are the Germans and I'm the French and we're on opposite sides. But when he read this letter, he suddenly realized this was a person. This person had a family. This person had a fiance. This person is now gone and their family is going to experience that. So after the war, he goes looking for this family. He wants to connect and kind of have resolution in his own heart. And so he goes and meets them under the pretext of, like, I knew him beforehand, and then sort of the story develops. But it's an interesting story of just mercy, right? What does mercy, how do we do mercy? How do we do mercy in situations like that where it seems impossible to forgive? You know, think about what are the things in our lives that seem impossible when you look at it and say, there's no way this is ever going to get fixed. There's no way that we're going to forgive that. There's no way that that I can forgive in this situation. You could think of, you know, Biden and Trump. Like, are those guys ever going to forgive one another? Are they ever going to, are their followers ever going to be at peace with one another? You could think of the Israelis and Hamas, right? Are they ever going to find peace and resolution? The Ukrainians and the Russians. You know, put whatever it is, maybe you don't have something that extreme, but we all have things, right? What is that situation that you find yourself saying, There's no way that's ever going to get fixed. There's no way that's ever going to be overcome. That's where we need divine mercy. That's where we need to experience the mercy of God, because we ourselves are impossibly stuck and wrapped up in our own things, and we can't see our way through. Jesus was on the cross, right? He was giving mercy to those who killed him. He was giving mercy to them in that moment. He wasn't, and you can say, well, he was God. Well, yes, but he's also inviting us to be like that. And there's saints out there who have experienced the ability to have mercy in that same way. You look at the early church martyrs, many, many of them forgave those who were killing them in the moment it was happening. So it is possible by God's grace that we can have this kind of mercy, that we can share that mercy, we can experience that mercy. So we have to recognize, where is it that I feel stuck, or that I see out in the world that there's a situation that's stuck? And we can pray. We can pray for ourselves when we feel stuck, and we can pray for the world, these situations that I mentioned or others, and just ask Jesus, please have mercy on us. Show us how to find you in all of this. Maybe we can't forgive one another, but can we allow you to come in there and bring healing for us? So, let's be practical. Let's take one moment and think about something we want to experience mercy with, or maybe a situation where we want God's mercy to enter in. Let's just take a moment and do that. Let's just pause and offer that thing to Jesus. So where I'm asking for mercy, as I shared a while back, my cousin was killed. He's a police officer, and he was killed in the line of duty. And so I'm asking mercy for all of those involved, both his brothers who continue to serve, that they would be able to have softened hearts towards those who maybe they are threatened by at times, and mercy for this man who, for whatever reason, did this, and for anybody else involved in that whole situation. I'm praying for divine mercy there, because I know it's difficult for all involved. So whatever your situation is, we have to have faith that God can do this. And that's where it begins, is sharing the mercy of God with one another. So Jesus, we ask you to change our hearts, change my heart, change the hearts of those who are stuck. And we pray that your mercy would penetrate the brokenness in our world.